772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The portal that we've been talking about, the portal that we prophetically have seen that God will open in this year, I'm here to declare to you this morning, it's open. Tell someone, it's open. And now in this season, I believe that God is on a mission through his church to reestablish his divine government more than ever before. Amen. Everything is progressive, but more than ever before, God is seeking to establish his divine government. Isaiah said, of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end. In other words, God's taken over everything. Everything belongs to him. He wants it all back. And the tool in his hand right now are vessels like you and me that are filled with Holy Spirit. Amen. We are his instrument. Tell someone, you are God's instrument. Don't think too lightly of yourself. Where you were born, the color of your skin, the disadvantages you've had. Forget all that foolishness. You're a child of God. This is a God thing. God doesn't care about color, creed, or none of that stuff. It never has. As a matter of fact, God is raising up a people, let me say it this way, faces without races. Amen. You hear Papa Jonathan say that, faces without races. God has never been concerned about race. As a matter of fact, man started race. God speaks of nations. Man speaks of races. All right, so let's take a look into apostolic warriors. We're going to look at a character in the Bible whom God himself raised up and used mightily to bring divine government. You see, the government of many nations are like that. Amen. The blessing model. Confusion. Corruption. Communities. Many communities are like that. Territories. It used to be when we would come back from a vacation or from a long trip or somewhere and we drive into Fort Pierce, you could feel the oppression. Somebody could be sleeping in the back seat and they wake up, we in Fort Pierce, ain't we? How'd you know? Yeah, I was having a nightmare. But God has flipped the script. I said, God has flipped the script. Amen. I said, tell somebody the script is flipped. We are no longer the oppressed. Amen. We are no longer the oppressed. This city is no longer oppressed. I remember the days when the outlet mall moved out. When the mall moved out, remember Orange Blossom? When it stopped blossoming. I was kind of happy when Poe Folks moved out. I didn't like the name. Poe Folks. But just so many were moving out. And everything was going belly up. But that's when God spoke to me. I was in a Luria's. Remember Luria's in the Kmart Plaza? And they had a going out of business sale, clearance. Everything was for sale. As I went in there to look at some electronics and stuff, and I was just so despondent. I said, Lord, what is going on in our city? I had to go in the restroom, so I went in the restroom, and the Lord spoke to me and said, this is what he told me. He said, Jensen Beach is known for the mall, Treasure Coast, and Indian River was just now getting their mall. And he said, they'll be known for a mall. But he said, Fort Pierce, I've earmarked it to be known for the church. Yeah. God spoke that into my spirit. And when we talk about a church, we're not talking about a building. We're talking about a city church. Amen. Where churches have joined together, where people, where it's not, you know, we're not divided by walls, brick and mortar. Amen. We're not divided by styles of worship. Amen. But we become one. And you know what? Tell somebody, it's happening right now. Even as I speak, it's happening. It's happening across the city, across the territory. Men of God, their hearts are being knit together, bound together. So we're going to take what was a blessing model, an AI model, that which stands in the way of possession, and God is assembling a Bethel where the portal is open, where heaven is open. I had on my phone the pictures of the ark. I didn't get a chance to put it on a thumb drive. We didn't get a chance to do that because I wanted to show it to you. Eventually we will. Perhaps we'll have time this week to do that and put it up there to show you what assignment Noah was commissioned to build. When you see it, we have to enlarge it for you to see me standing next to it. Someone said I look like an ant. And I was wearing red, so I'm a red ant. One of them ones that don't take no stuff. But when you see it, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at just the concept that someone was given to replicate that. And the dimensions are the dimensions, biblical proportion. They're dimensions that are in the Bible. And inside is just amazing. I will go again, and I would love to go again and spend maybe 2 days. There's so much information in there. But we're going to take a look at an apostolic warrior by the name of Jehu. Someone say Jehu. Jehu. His name is interesting. The meaning of his name is interesting in and of itself. But let's take a look at something here in 2 Kings chapter 9. And I'll give you a little background as you're finding that before you get it up on the screen. 2 Kings chapter 9. Elijah, when he confronted the spirit that had taken control of their nation. Now remember, he slew all the prophets of Baal, all the prophets of Asherah. And these names don't give it a whole lot of wait, but if you study how evil and how wicked these idols, these gods with the small g, you study how they had them sacrificing children, and you know all kind of sexual perversion, and it was totally depraved. Amen. It was like even before the time of the flood, but he was commissioned to destroy this sinful government that was controlling the revelation of Israel. How many know when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn? Amen. You might not think it affects you much, but when the wicked are in authority, it affects all of us. Amen. Even whether you have direct contact with them, whether you work for the government or not, it affects you. If it's just through taxes or whatever, it affects you and your family. Amen. Amen. But when the righteous are in authority, the Bible says the people rejoice. So it's important who governs the land. Amen. Who's in authority? That's why we are blessed to vote. We are not under dictatorships. Amen. We are not under the rule of a family that has been ruling for decades. We can vote. Amen. Thank God for the vote. Elijah was given a command when he got discouraged, when he went up against this spirit and he ran for his life. He met God in the cave and God gave him instruction to go back. I'm not through with you yet. Though you want to die, I'm not through. Go back. I want you to anoint three people. I want you to anoint Elisha to take your place. I want you to anoint the king of Syria. And I want you to anoint Jehu. These three are going to take up where you left off. So he anoints Elisha. He's caught up. He anoints the three. He's caught up. Years later, at God's appointed time. Tell somebody at God's appointed time. Stop fretting. Stop being anxious. Stop being in such a hurry. Amen. Learn to live in the present. Stop letting the past, you know, trouble you, and stop worrying about your future. The present is a gift. That's what we have. God controls that. And he says, this, the past, I've put in the sea of forgetfulness. Forget the past. Paul said it this way, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward a mark. In other words, Paul said, this one thing I do. See, some people are troubled about a lot of different things when you need to focus on just one thing. Remember the Chinese ping pong players in the Olympics some years and years ago? They never lost a match. And a person questioned on how they had become so good. And their response, their coach said, they only focused on what they did well, what they were good at. So their serve couldn't be returned. They got so good at their serve, didn't have to worry about returns. That's sometimes what we need to do. Focus on what you do well. Stop getting in the quagmire, what's wrong, what you don't have, what's all that stuff. God already knows all that. Focus so that life can flow through you. Amen. So that you can plug into God. Focus on, set your affection on things above. Finally, my brethren, think on these things. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, if there be any virtue, if there be any good report, think on these things. And the peace of God that passes your understanding, even though you're in the midst of trouble, you can still have peace. Because the peace of God passes your understanding. Lord, I don't know how, I can't understand why I'm not worried. Because of the peace of God that passes understanding. See, God stands outside of time, so he's not affected by time. That's why I always say, don't allow everything that seems to be an emergency become your emergency. Because if God's not worried about it, why are you worried about it? All right? So, an apostolic word. He goes and anoints Jehu. Now Jehu's time has come. So Elisha sends a prophet. Go and anoint Jehu to be king. While he is anointing Jehu, Ahab and Jezebel are still running the country. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. Famine comes. The earth starts to wield curses. Crops won't grow. Armies of the enemy come and start to take advantage and start to govern and take you captive.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.